Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently, it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing. His road manager tried to revive him. He failed. A hospital tried to revive him. It failed. His doctor pronounced him dead at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The end, at an early age, of one of the two most spectacular careers in the history of American entertainment, the other being Frank Sinatra.
In the car door, yeah. The policemen were began to well. The band on the jump door began to swing. Move to the heart, so yell about thing. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds their blood. Hold them to the yellow house rock. Find them up on a telesaxophone. Lily all on the slide trombone. Slam door the close boom bam. You're going to skate the most fun.
It's mass confusion at Graceland Mansion as some 5,000 to 6,000 people are moving, viewing the body of Elvis Presley. They were pushing, shoving at the main gate, making it difficult for those viewing the body to leave. This reporter was one of the first to see the body as it lay in the flower-draped casket of the music room of the mansion. Elvis is dressed in a white tuxedo with his hands crossed.
Everybody holds their blood. Walk down to the Elvis run. For sitting blown stone, where you're keeping all alone. The one head wouldn't know square. If you want a part, we'll tell that's right.
Elvis Presley died today at Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Presley was 42 years old. He parlayed a $4 visit to a recording studio into a multi-million-dollar career. He was rushed to the hospital late this afternoon, suffering from what officials say was respiratory distress. He'd been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and for eye problems. His musical style and his showmanship kept teenage girls sighing and swooning in the late 1950s.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They are the narcotic cough syrup and your champagne flute. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.